like, what is the thing you would do after a long day on set?
You know what I do.
Station 19 coming to an end.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to ask?
No.
It's coming to an end? They never tell me nothing.
I know. Could you imagine being on the island without her?
Yeah, I could.
Damn. All right, welcome back to another episode of After We Wrap.
Yeah.
With your hosts, Jaina Lee Ortiz.
And Gabriela Ortiz.
And today, you know, I mean, it's always great to have, like, people who are your friends, people who you know, come onto the show. But we've seen him on The Bling Ring, Vida, Station 19, and so much more. But this show, obviously, is about, you know, who this person is when the cameras stop rolling, when the curtains close. So let's dive right in, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. The one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Carlos Miranda.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey. See this intro? Look. Do you feel at home? Do you feel welcome?
I feel very loved and welcomed right now. Thank you very much for having me.
It's so funny. When I first asked Carlos to do the podcast, he's like, so what are you going to ask me? And I was like, well, an example would be, like, what is the thing you would do after a long day on set? And I forgot what you said.
I said, I looked at you and I said, you know what I do. A long day.
I feel like Carlos is one of those people who, like, when he walks in a room, you could tell his presence is felt. Like, he comes in and you could just feel the energy that you give. I mean, we feel it on set. It's so funny. Every time we rap, he's like, he gets the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great show. And everyone still probably has a lot of work to do, but his scenes are wrapped. So he just does a big announcement of
Elvis has left the building,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, Elvis is
how excited he is to get the fuck out.
Right. Like, I'm excited. This was fun. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And he makes like this whole big announcement. What is something that not too many people know about you?
That
you have two dogs.
No.
I you know what? I read. I know people probably don't assume that I'm a reader, but I read.
Okay.
Do you have
reader?
A favorite book?
Huh?
Do you have a favorite book?
Favorite book?
Yes, I do see you bringing the books on set.
Yeah, you know, I'm not like a sit and read all day, but I do have like, okay, I'll wake up and I was like, let me get a chapter in, you know,
nice.
On something.
I gotta do more of that.
Yeah, same.
And I've done it more lately. It's something that I've been trying to pick up a little more, you know. Yeah. And a favorite book though, Outliers.
Okay.
What are you
currently reading?
Yeah, what are you currently reading?
Currently reading, diving back into, it's a book that I didn't finish, but I'm diving back into this book about the events of the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and fire.
Ooh, right.
Okay.
It's not a story, it's more so a play by play of the events of what happened behind there.
So wait, San Fran, a lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. You're from the Bay Area.
I'm from the Bay Area.
Take us back. Take us back to, like, to inception of Carlos. You grew up in the Bay.
I grew up in the Bay. I was Bonnie. This is my dog.
That's Bonnie. She wants attention.
I was born in San Francisco General Hospital.
The hospital you were born in is
San Francisco General Hospital. Yeah. So I was born in San Francisco General Hospital to my mom and dad, and I lived there. I grew up in San Francisco till I was about 8, and then I moved to Miami, and I lived in Miami for about 3 years, which were some pretty formidable years. I remember a lot, like, just coming into a girl liking me, you know, I experienced that over there first, and I was like, oh wow, somebody likes me, and like, you know, and being the new kid, you know, like I'm from California, you know, and it was just like, what a weird, like, cool experience, like
sounds like a movie.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
no, right?
It is. It totally is. It's been those movies where it's like
Shane, start writing, making notes. Make notes.
But that's, you know. So Miami was cool. And my dad, he had previous children, obviously. So his family was over there.
Sorry.
He had previous children who lived over there. So he moved, he like retired and moved out and moved out there and took me with him. And when I was about going like 12, going on 13, for whatever reason, I was sent back to my mom in San Francisco, and I continued the rest of my upbringing out there, which it was just very two different worlds because my dad was retired, so he had a lot more time for it. Like, you know, he would take me to school and was like more active in my like life, right? And my mom was still working, and she worked evenings, so it was a lot of growing up quicker.
Yeah,
you know, once I was back in San Francisco, I was going 13. So yeah, you know.
I don't know if I know this. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers and five sisters. Yeah, they're half siblings.
Okay.
They're my dad's children.
Do you go to
Not too often, no. I'm in touch with, you know, my siblings, but I didn't particularly grow up with them. I grew up really an only child.
What do you like more, Miami or California vibe?
I mean, you know, Miami's just, it's popping for like, you know, if I'm gonna go party.
Yeah.
But no, you know, I'm a Bay boy. I'm a, you know.
What was the moment? Do you remember how old you were? Do you remember where you were in your life when you knew you realized that you wanted to be an actor?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was in Miami.
Miami.
I was in Miami. I was 11 years old.
Oh wow.
I was
young.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story to people. I don't feel like maybe I have to, maybe not, but but since you ask, I was 11. It was Romeo and Juliet, the Baz Luhrmann Romeo and Juliet. I'm a huge like Leonardo DiCaprio fan from like growing pains.
Love Leo.
When
he was my crush growing up.
Oh yeah.
Was,
I had a t-shirt.
He was
him.
Everybody's crush.
I had books.
Oh, right.
Psychotic.
I had a shirt with his face on it. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Young Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a huge fan of him from Growing Pains because I thought his character was cool, right?
Yeah,
and I was like, the homeless kid. He had the open flannels, you know, the kind of the cool hair.
Yep.
Just based on that, I was like, I like this character. And since, you know, he started doing little movies, and I would be like, oh, that's Luke from Growing Pains, right? And This Boy's Life, and I freaking Quick and the Dead. And Romeo and Juliet was coming out, and I was like, oh, that's, I like this dude or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, back in the day, you couldn't just hop on YouTube and watch a trailer, right? It was like, if it was on, you know, if it was on TV, I was like, oh, I want to see this, you know what I mean? But they had Movie Phone existed, which was 777 film. And you call, and it's basically an audio of like, hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. And you hear to hear show times of movies playing, press one. To hear upcoming films, press two. And you know,
that makes me feel so ancient.
I'm aging myself right now. But I love this memory of like, because I'm like, damn man, I remember this dude. And particularly, you could hear the trailer, so you'll listen to the trailer of whatever the movie you want to play. So it's like Romeo in a world, and da da da, and Leonardo DiCaprio, and in it. It's in the trailer, in the movie, obviously, but you hear the audio of Juliet, Juliet. And man, I'm doing it right now, and I get like, I got butterflies in my, I was like, damn, dude, oh, I can't wait to see this movie.
I just,
it was this feeling that it gave me. And then I remember going to see it. And I didn't know it was, you know, in Shakespeare. And so for the whole movie, my buddy and I was like, damn, why are they talking like that? It's probably going to change later. You know, like we didn't understand. But we, as it's going on, it's like, you know, you get the story.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. Oh, he's a lot. Oh, my God. And anyways, I just left kind of like, damn, dude, I want to do that.
Oh, I love it.
I want to do that, you know, and it's like when it's doing that meant to, was like, I want to make people feel like how that made me feel, you know?
Right.
That's what I want to do, dude.
So is Leo your
Leo was like
idol?
My like, damn, dude, that's my guy.
Leo.
Leonardo. Man, I mean, he's, you know, you can't miss with him.
Would he be one of the like top five actors you would just die to work with one day?
Yeah, man, that'd be great. That'd be
Bonnie. I mean, yes, I would. Yeah,
she
would,
agrees.
Yeah. She's like calling it into the universe.
Yeah, that you can play it.
That's it.
No,
that's
yeah,
it,
I mean, yeah, I have so many actors. But that would be kind of. You know what's crazy about this? What we do is that it really could be. Oh, you got an audition and you just never, is this fucking shit up right now?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really just, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh my God, I got a scene and it's with this person and, you know, that's kind of crazy, it's surreal.
Have either you worked with someone that you admire throughout the trajectory of your career and just had a moment of like, oh my God.
Yeah, Jaina Lee Ortiz.
Oh, that was, I didn't see that coming. Oh, that's sweet. You know what?
Yeah.
I would have to say Carlos Miranda as well. I would have to say that. You know what? Watching the SAG Awards last night, I guess hit home for us because you see everyone's journey.
Yeah.
And you see all the shows and all the people who you dream of collaborating with and you go, I want that. Or that's the work that I'm craving.
Yeah.
And it's so inspiring that obviously meeting you through Station 19, it's opened up another vessel of curiosity and just like that crave, that appetite of all these different, you know, stories to tell. Because, I mean...
It is, touching on the SAG Awards, it is, whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit, I love that. I haven't said that in a while, whatchamacallit.
I haven't said that in a while either. That just popped out.
That says
but,
it all the time.
I wonder if Gen Z is like, what?
Whatchamacallit?
Right.
Whatchamacallit?
Who is
this? By the way,
old
you have a lot.
Has
anyone told you you have Riz?
Yeah. No, not told me that I have it, but I know about Riz.
You know about Riz?
Yeah. Riz. I'm up on game. I know what like, you know. But no, what I was saying, touching on the SAG is you know, sometimes how people be like, oh, you know, awards don't matter and this and that. And it's like, I hear you. But you gotta admit that it's like you watch that and you get kinda like, damn, dude, that's tight. Like people work all their you know, at somewhere down the line, you dream about.
Yes,
like,
you
want to
feel validated.
Like, you know?
You want to feel like,
And it's just, and it's dope when, especially when you see new people winning. You know what I mean? It's like, oh man, like that's tight.
That's gonna be you up there one of these days.
Me too.
We always talk like that on set.
One day,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, I know. You're doing such a good job.
Yeah, come on, Bonnie.
Okay. How we have some stuff. I mean, we can talk about a little bit about Station 19 too. Throughout your career. Excuse me, Louis.
It's a trip to be like your career.
I know.
Like we got a career.
I know.
I'd be tripping off of that.
Though.
Yeah.
It's tight, but yeah, it's just like
that. It is like this is what we do for a living. Like it's this dope. Is what this is so, it's weird. It's weird, but it like to call this work because it's, there's so much play involved. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to feel like you're playing.
I've seen an interview, sorry to cut off what you were just about to ask me, but I've seen another interview of some like famous actors, right? They were like an award thing, you know, so they're interviewing each other and somebody said something about like, you know, putting in the work and all everything that you do, all this is like the acting part. It ends up being just the moment, you know what I mean? And it's like a lot of rejection and this and that and ups and downs. And it's like you gotta love it so much that you're just like just to get that, just to do the moment that you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is like tough, you know.
Yeah, I almost see it as if you could do this for free, like if you could do it without even thinking about the money, I mean, the money helps, but you truly could appreciate the what it is, you know, the what we've studied, you know, this craft and how deep and emotional and draining it could be. You go, this is going on a whole nother subject, but like when I did theater, that's how I felt. I said, this helped me realize that the work is the work. The work is the
reward,
paycheck, the validation, thing that drives us, and everything else is just an added bonus.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to throughout your career, you've portrayed a diverse array of characters from first responders on Station 19 to dramatic roles in films like Senior Moment. Okay. How do you prepare for such varied roles, and which do you find more challenging or rewarding?
Well, I gotta say that right now, you know, I think different things you approach differently, I would assume. I feel like, and I'm still learning too, I'm still fairly
new in the game,
new in my, you know, or in this level of that I'm at right now. So I'm still figuring things out. I'm still learning.
Of course. And I feel like that never stops too.
No, it never stops. But you know, you pick up like, okay, this worked when I did this. Mm-hmm, so let me try to use this here, you know?
Right.
And I try, you know, I always try to kind of see how I could bring myself into whoever I'm playing.
Would you say that, You, Carlos, your personality is very similar to Theo on the show? Or you could...
I think sometimes maybe.
Yeah, like sometimes you come out, Carlos comes
out.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe. But again, like I said, like how can I... and also, you know, the thing is our characters are always evolving. Mm-hmm. So we can't really mold. I don't know. Maybe you can, but it's just it'd be quite a challenge to, you know, like let me mold this character and I gotta be this kid. But you only work one day and then you got a week off and then it's like
and then you don't know and what we the don't end know of the story
and we don't
is.
Know what the next you know where's it gonna go. So in a sense, yeah, I try to like how can I play him as natural as possible to where it could just be flow, you know. Versus I haven't had the fortune. I haven't had the fortune yet to get like that movie role where it's like, okay, I get to let me immerse myself and build this character.
Yeah.
And,
right, you know, right, because right.
But you know, you have we're doing this for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story and I'm gonna be able to let it go after. Yeah. And like
right.
I haven't had that experience yet to do that, which I can't wait till the day that I can. Mm-hmm. So what I have been able to do is always just try to keep it. I try to just play the truth, you know. I try to just play the truth that's on the page and try to make it as natural as possible. I guess, you know, just feel like it's not performed,
right? Yeah. Right, know? Forced or pushed. Very random question. You've had a unique journey in the industry from working as an Uber driver to becoming a series regular on a Shyamalan production.
Yeah.
What key piece of advice would you give to actors who are currently facing similar struggles?
Just don't ever quit.
Yeah.
Literally don't ever quit. Like just when things are looking at its worst, just it can't get, you know, it's only gonna, honey, y'all fucking this shit. Oh, that's Louie.
Hey, excuse me.
sorry about that, y'all. Back to what, just don't quit. Just literally don't quit. I feel that's what ultimately ends up is people just kind of lose faith, give up, or real life happens. There's like, I gotta, you know, and it's just, you gotta just, if you want it, then you gotta just keep going.
Right.
You know, and it's like, get rich or die trying, you know? Yeah. It's like, just, this is what you're going to do, then this is what you're going to do. And it's, I always feel like if you could, you don't got to be rich, you know what I mean? Who doesn't want to be rich, obviously, right? Like, who doesn't want to make, but the happiest moments I have are was just like finding out I got the part, you know, or like getting the audition. It's just like, oh, this person, they're interested. It's like, oh my God. It's like that rush of my God. And even when you did a play, wasn't that like, you know, isn't it just like, all right, dude. And it's just, so if you could just make a living and just get by, you know, and still do what you love, then that's, you know, it's just, how bad do you want to do what you want to do? You know what I mean? It's
right,
like,
right.
If your plan is like, I just want to be famous, then it's like, you know, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, you're chasing the wrong thing, basically, right?
Right, right. 100%.
So don't quit.
Don't quit.
Yeah,
don't
if
quit.
You Ubering, keep Ubering and go to class. I feel like, go to class. This is my always, sorry to get back.
No.
Always go. I feel like, because I used to be super, as a kid, I was like, I have natural talent. I'm going to make it. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio never went to college. You know what I mean? Like, and as I've gotten older and I've studied it myself and read about the Lee Strasbergs and the Stella and the, you know, the actors that I look up to, and it's just who they went studied, and it's just like, damn, you know, I switched on something, like, damn, I wish I went to like Juilliard or tried. I didn't even think of this, because that's just, I was in the streets, you know. So once I figured it out, I was like, well, I'm already trying to do it now. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just so for, you know, I've taken classes now, like I study with somebody and everything like that. But what I'm saying is, if you can, if you're not, you know, always, don't ever turn a cheek on like, I'm just going to, if you could study, take a class, because then you meet actors and you have this community of actors that like will help you with auditions later, or maybe you guys create something. And
there you go.
You know, stuff like that, you know what I mean? And you're only going to get better because you get to just perform, you know what I mean? You're just going to keep...
And you're networking along the way. And
yeah. So get into a class if you can, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're not cheap, but, you know, if you could find... You ain't even got to meet some actors and just get together and read plays and stuff like that, you know?
That's what I used to do with Al Coronel. He would have this... a friend of mine who's an actor... he would do a weekly acting class at his house every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And we would put whatever scenes we wanted on camera, and we would watch them afterwards and talk about it. And we would all give each other, you know, some.
There you go.
Even if it was for an audition we were preparing for, like, we would do that and sort of just to get those nerves out. Mm-hmm. And that became like our little.
And that's the thing, though, is a lot of people don't want to do don't do shit like that either.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, damn, you gotta do something.
Yeah, you can't just wait for it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you gotta work begets work, right? Like, you gotta put that energy out there. Mm-hmm. If you're doing this, it's like, I believe in that.
If you, this is so random, but if you were stuck on an island, what are three things you couldn't live without? I think I know one of them. I think I could answer one of them.
Bonnie.
dog.
No.
Bonnie.
Water. Oh, but I'd have water all around me because I'm on an island. But can I drink that?
But it's salty. Yeah.
Salty.
You would need one of those.
See, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Yeah, this is good.
I get it. I'm getting too logical here.
The same way.
Airplane. Right. A boat. Paddles. Three things I couldn't live without. Damn, man, that's hard.
I know. Well, Bonnie's a good one to start with. Yeah. Could you imagine being on the island without her?
Yeah, I could.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Find another animal.
It'd be lonely. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, damn, Bonnie's not here. Damn, dude. I mean,
I feel like it would.
I mean, I'm like, my kids, you know,
That's one.
That's three. I got two.
I know, but okay. But
you said three things.
Yeah, three things. Okay.
He didn't say that. Is it
three people?
One thing.
But that's three people. So do we mean things like things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like weed.
Oof. I thought that was
that's what we said number one was.
I thought you were gonna pick weed as number one.
You know what? Okay.
now the wheels are turning.
I know the wheels are turning. What could I? What I need?
I feel like it's like, really.
You know, a TV, a DVD player, and hella DVDs.
Oh my god, that is crazy. I don't remember the last time I saw a DVD.
I know. I got some. I got a box full of. I got a book.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't trust them. Like,
oh,
yeah.
You know, I think, yeah, like, what if you buy something on Amazon, but then Amazon goes out of business or something, which is probably never going to happen. Yeah. But
wait, you said you have how many kids?
I got two kids.
Two. Wow. Yeah. Did I know Teens. That? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Teens. I know. He looks like a kid himself.
Kid at heart.
And look at his baby face. Yep. Probably, I mean, you probably get that all the time. Oh my gosh, those are your sons? Those are your kids? That you look like brothers.
I've gotten all the that. Time. That's pretty, yeah, it's very flattering. Thank you.
What is your biggest fear?
Man, that's a good question, too. I mean, there's so many fears.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I mean, pretty typical ones, like, oh, somebody getting sick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, you know, to try to give a good answer, I think, one of my biggest fears, I guess, is just looking back in my life and not and feeling like, damn, dude, I didn't do this or I didn't do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
it's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Regretting the one thing or the things that you didn't get to accomplish or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
The time wasted.
Your self-disappointment.
My fear is time. My biggest fear is like time. Wasting you know how time, we don't have yeah. enough That's of a, it. And just and it's like you can't do nothing. It's like saying, not to get all morbid, but it's like, mm-hmm. I'm scared of death. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know, this is kind of everybody. It's like, mm-hmm. don't nobody want to die, right? Ideally, right? You know, but you don't live life thinking about that every day, right? So you kind of just so time is one of those, like, we know we don't have enough time, but we don't go thinking like, I'm gonna die or I'm gonna this
right,
or this
right,
or that
right.
time, you know what I mean? So it's just, we're just so against it, and it's like, so at the end when time's up, I don't want to be, you know, you just want to think like, damn, dude, that was tight, like I had a cool life, you know, like I don't know what's, you know, there's like the afterlife and all that, but we don't really know. So.
Right, right. The one thing I think of is getting eaten alive by a shark.
Ooh, that's,
yep.
That's the
you
one.
You know
that's
what he made me do the other day?
Swim next.
I week. Hate. My biggest fear is airplane.
Oh man, see, yeah, we could talk about those fears all
and
day.
And my husband,
yeah,
thought it would be healthy for me to watch a movie about a plane crash.
Did you watch Society of the Snow?
Oh, not yet.
That's a good one.
That's another one. But we're getting on a plane next weekend, so I can't. not right now. But what was the name of the movie? It was something. It got stuck underwater. So it was by the same producers, 47 Meters, the one that with Mandy Moore, which he gets stuck.
Uh-huh.
And the bubble creates on the airplane, so they're able to survive. Uh-huh. But sharks are going around because mm-hmm. they smell mm-hmm. all the blood. And they all just like...
tear you apart.
Oh my goodness.
Rip you to shreds.
Yes. So both our fears happen in one movie.
Gosh. That is
scary.
I mean,
damn, dude.
So
would you rather drown or go on fire?
Drown.
Drown.
Oh,
you're in water. I don't want to feel the burn.
Yeah, the burn.
Right, but they both suck. It's like, yeah, damn, yeah, yeah. Dude, it's like, yeah. They're just a... Anyway,
not to get too dark here. But
really
but,
quick,
hey,
we're almost about to wrap it up. Before we get into our this or that, with Station 19 coming to an end.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to ask?
No.
It's coming to an end?
What?
They never tell me nothing.
I know. We just found out. we want to use this space or this opportunity to have some of our cast members come on and just share favorite memories. Yeah. What would you miss the most?
Oh
from
man,
the show.
I think I think the just the goof offs in between takes that we have, the little bonds that we've established, and
yeah,
the jokes and in the green room.
Right. Aww. I know. Remember that time when you scooted like a dog?
Yeah. When I what?
When you scooted like the
Right.
I have a video of Carlos scooting like a dog.
You know when dogs sit on their butts and then they kind of like scoot themselves?
He actually did.
And I was like this. When they do this. Yeah. Like, do it again.
Yeah. Very, very silly. We do the silliest things.
So I'll miss that, like going to work and like, oh, you know, I'm going to work with these. Oh, they're going to be here today. Like,
yeah.
Those are, you know, I mean, yeah, those are my favorite times.
Isn't it crazy? It's the moments, the memories that you make with people. And it's less about
inside jokes in between scenes that we sometimes will have. Yeah. And it's just like,
yeah.
You know, just when lines go, when people fumble a line and, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's just all those little moments like that are good. I'm going to miss those.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to in this new chapter of your career?
I'm looking forward to just seeing what doors this may potentially open for me, I'd like to try to do something completely kind of different. I really want to do films. You know,
what would be your dream role? Like, what would be the role you see yourself doing? Yeah. I mean, yeah, this
like
is,
genre.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh man,
I know it's so that's so hard. You like,
I feel like you know, should, like, you there I, needs to be a.
I
was about to say there needs to be either a new version of Romeo and Juliet or have Leo.
Could you imagine if they did?
You know, I did Romeo and Juliet in high school.
Oh, you did.
So freshman year, you know, I did drama and all that, and then my buddy was like, "Hey, next year we should go to this other school, right? In the city, the district, or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a few. What school do you go to based on where area of the city you live? Mm-hmm. So there were like four in particular that we all were kind of the local schools, and my friend was like, "Every year we should go to a different one, right? And I'm like, you know, at the time it was like, oh yeah, I'm down to do that, right? Because sometimes we'll cut school and go to the other school, and like, so we knew people, you know, and be like, I'm gonna come here next year and this and that.
Oh my god!
But sophomore year came around and I bailed on the plan because I was like, man, it's just they're gonna do Romeo and Juliet at Jeff, and I really want, you know, so. And I did it, and I auditioned, and I got to be Romeo, and we did it. We modernized it like the movie. So we did. So we didn't do like the tights. We did, you know, I had like a Hawaiian shirt and, you know, and
so
yeah, we did. Yeah. So
flip-flops.
Is there a video of this?
Cause I don't have video. I mean, but I'm sure there's video cause they taped it, you know, like in the school and,
Taped it. You guys
right.
taped it.
Right.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Right. It's I don't so know funny. Why that was
no, no. I, no, I remember, yeah.
Like was, a camcorder.
Yeah,
meant,
yeah, the big
right?
one. Yeah, yeah. The big one. That's how.
But yeah, but I did, we, you know, and it was that was my little like, oh, cool, I got my little Leo moment.
Oh,
and,
I didn't know you were such a Romeo and Juliet fan.
Yeah,
no. All right, without thinking, without hesitation, quick off the top of your head, this or that.
All right, I'm going to start. Drama or comedy?
Drama.
Film or TV series?
Film.
Method acting or Meisner technique?
Oh, man. They're both kind of a method in itself, so I'm neutral.
All right, beach vacation or mountain retreat?
Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First responder or villain role?
Oh, villain now.
Right. Audition in person or self-tape?
That's a hard one now. I would say in person.
Yeah.
Cause in person.
Yeah. On set rehearsal or learning on the fly?
Oh shit. I kind of like learning on the fly. Cause I feel like it depends how what the I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
But it just depends on how the whole thing is. Like, is there a lot of this person's got to, you know, yeah. we got to figure out
blocking. Mm-hmm.
But if you're prepared in your character and you know the lines and this mm-hmm. is and that, right. I love just kind of like, oh, let's, if we know this is,
right.
you know, gotcha.
Right.
like kind of discovering that.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Cooking at home or dining out?
I'm a dining out.
Yeah. Character driven stories or plot driven thrillers?
But I'm going to take that back. I'm a Postmates in, though. Yeah, yeah.
Character-driven.
So that's what I meant about, like, sorry. That's what I meant about dining out, but it's just like, the dine out's going to come in.
Comes home. Got it.
Character-driven stories or plot-driven thrillers?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. But character-driven stories.
Early morning shoot or late night filming?
As much as I hate early getting up early for work, I'm an early morning shoot instead.
Okay, last one. Historical period piece or futuristic sci-fi? Why do I always have to
probably, man, that's a tough one too, but I guess historical.
Okay, all right.
I love
and
that.
We couldn't leave without a little 49ers this or that. Montana or Steve Young?
Joe Montana.
What is this, Candlestick Park or Levi's?
Candlestick.
Hey! Okay. 1980s 49ers dynasty or current squad?
Oh, man.
Ooh, you know, got him with this one.
It's crazy because, I mean, the 80s dynasty is impeccable. And it's just, I just wish I was so young that I'm like, damn, man, that I'm very grateful of the squad that we have right now. But I'm very disappointed that we've lost three in a row. It kills me. So I don't know. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, the 80s dynasty is just, it's the dynasty.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carlos, where can we find you? You're not on freaking social media.
Oh, you're done? You got off? Good
he's
for you.
He's a little break. He's look. Good he's, for you. He's incognito, mysterious. If you want more, you have to search for it.
You gotta real you know, my, deep you gotta and watch hard. My work.
You gotta. Yeah, that. Exactly. Yeah. You're that actor who work. Like did, wait. Social handle what?
Yeah.
This is their work.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the reason?
It was sometime like last summer. I was just
during the strike.
You know. Yeah. It was. I think. There was several reasons, but it was just, but really, like, ultimately, I just feel like, man, this is, it's such a soul sucker, man. You know, I would literally get, you'll spend so much time on it.
Consumed.
It's like, really just like, and I'll sit there and laugh for an hour, like, you know, like,
this is hilarious. Accomplish nothing,
Sending sending them out, and I'm just like, all right, I gotta go to the gym, man. I'm bullshitting right now. Mm-hmm. Or I should have been doing reading that chapter in my book.
Right. How has your life been since?
I wrote a film. You know what I mean? Like I wrote a screenplay.
Wow.
Like I done picked up my reading. You know what I mean? Like things like that. You know,
you're it's proactive just like, and,
all right,
let me do yeah, some, you know, put some work in. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it is you know in the sense of you want to be in touch with or be in tune with like. Accessible to your fans
and I'm
here for you. I'm here for you.
She's like, I got your back.
I'm not alone.
I'm also just, I feel very like, you know what, man, I just kind of, I don't want, we're in a, it's a time of just like social media followers, who influencers and I don't want to be based on like, I got to post something or everyone's. I want to just be kind of like we were saying, you know, like
my work speaks for me. Yeah,
and if I do something like this, you know, then people get to know me, I guess, you know. But I don't want
to
be, you know, because
I like
smoke and stuff like that, you know, and I'm one of those, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to change, you know, like I don't want to change who I am.
Because
I got to be branding myself or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, my brand is going to be what I deliver. Yeah, you know what I mean? Ultimately. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to take that kind of weight or like pressure off of me. Like, let me not, you know, even though it's like people ask like, what's your handle? Or sometimes y'all post pictures and it's like, hey, oh, I wish I was tagged on that. You know, like, you know, little silly things like that. But overall, it's really like, it's, you know, it's just, it's distracting, it's, I feel like. It's very freeing to just kind of like, okay, I'm just, let me go work. Let me go get on my grind right now.
Well, you're definitely doing it. For sure. And I can't wait to see what you do after right this. On. It's going to be amazing. I know it will. Everyone, this was Carlos Miranda. And after we wrap, we'll see you next episode.
You so
it was so good to chat
here
and just get to know a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Follow him and his career because he's about to blow the up. All right. Bye.
Yay.